Anyway, all that morning of the telltale day of the first encounter, Dizzy sat in class and watched ex-best friend Lizard, now Tristan, stealthily texting with awful new girlfriend Melinda. Probably about all the spontaneous internal explosions they experienced when they kissed each other at the dance 3 weeks before. Dizzy had watched it happen, her throat knotting up as Lizard's hand reached behind Melinda's neck right before their lips met. Since that moment, Dizzy, a renowned motor mouth, hardly spoke at school, and when she did, she felt like her voice was coming out of her feet. But what was there for Dizzy to say anymore? Her mother had told her once that the great loves of one's life weren't necessarily romantic. Dizzy had thought she had three great loves already. Then, her best friend Lizard, her mom, Chef Mom, and her oldest brother, Winton, who was so awesome he gave off sparks. But what now? She didn't know people could stop loving you. She thought friendship was permanent, like matter. After lunch, which Dizzy spent in the computer room learning about a group of people in Eastern Europe who believed someone or something was psychically stealing their tongues, she walked halfway across school to the bathroom no one used. She was trying to avoid passing Lizard, now Tristan, and Melinda, who were always camped out together lately by the water fountain outside the closer bathroom with their hands and souls glued together. Only when she swung open the door, there was Lizard, at the sink of the school's one all-gender bathroom. He was alone at the mirror, putting some kind of gel in his new hair, looking like all the other boys now, not like the Lizard of a month ago, with cyclone hair like hers and geek kid at the science fair personal style. Also like hers. He'd even gotten contacts, so their black 10-ton Clark Kent eyeglasses no longer matched. She wanted the old Lizard back. The boy who told her about sun pillars, fog bows, and said, "So dope, Diz," at least 500 times a day. The fluorescent lights in the slug-colored bathroom flickered. They hadn't been alone in what felt like ages, and Dizzy's chest felt hollow. Lizard glanced at her in the mirror, his expression unreadable, then returned his attention to his hair, which was the color of butternut squash. He had pale skin with scattered freckles on his cheeks, not galaxies of them like Dizzy. Once in fifth grade, when lifelong Dizzy tormentor Tony Spencer had called Dizzy an ugly freckle farm, Lizard had come to school the next day with galaxies of his own that he'd drawn onto his cheeks. Dizzy glimpsed her reflection in the mirror and had the same sinking reaction she always did to her appearance, because she looked exactly like a frog in a wig. She couldn't believe this was what people had to see when they looked at her. She wished they got to see something better, like Samantha Brooksweather's head, for instance. Samantha Brooksweather set men's hearts on fire with her soft silken locks, pouty, pillowy lips, and glittering sapphire eyes.